Hey, happy day and welcome. I got stuff for you. In Canada, there's a Green Party. That's code for call me maybe / stupid. These people, you know what? They don't want what I want. I want climate change. It's too bloody cold where I'm from. I want everything to change. I want all the ice to melt so the boats can go up north from Alberta and deliver their oil. Simple stuff. Everybody wants climate change. These people walk around and say, we don't want that. But now she's rolling over into other things. The Green Party kind of sounds like they're just into green stuff. Go hug trees and stuff, right? But no, they want more. She's now saying the rioting and the looting in the United States of America is very valid. It's proper. It's right. It's necessary. I guess that means she's endorsing it, do you think? And I guess she means she wants people in Canada to do the same, probably. That would be the takeaway from that. You know, in Vancouver, she's from Victoria, I think, but recently in Vancouver, there's an Amish boy and his family. They went into a high-rise building. They'd never been in one before, and this elevator was going up and down, and they didn't know it was an elevator. They saw little buttons and stuff, and a woman walked by, and it was Elizabeth May. And the guy said, I kind of know who that is. Anyway, she got in the elevator. The door shut, and away it went. They looked up, and the numbers kept changing and stopped. And then pretty soon, the numbers came down. They thought, what is this rig? The numbers came down. The doors opened, and out walked a beautiful blonde girl. Wow. She was gorgeous. The father looked at his son and said, go get your mother. Now I got other stuff. ESPN. I'm like Trudeau now. I'm pausing. He paused the other day for 21 seconds. It's like he hit a blackout or something. He was in a coma. He's mostly in the dark anyway. But anyway, that's another story. The ESPN reporter, his name is Chris Palmer. You know, he says everybody should leave their house. You know, go arm in arm and protest and loot and do all those things. And that's okay. He was blessing it. And yet, a couple of weeks before that, he said nobody should leave their house and you should social distance and not talk or touch anybody, right? And now he said, that's a good thing. Go riot. All of a sudden, in the middle of his wild endorsement, he said, hey, what are you guys doing? That gated community, I live there. And they were burning and looting and robbing in where he lived. And all of a sudden, that double standard, it hit the clock again. And he said, whoa, you animals, go home. Go back to where you came from. That's what he said. You can't make this stuff up. People on the left, they're just weird folk, you know. They just keep on doing that stuff. There's an actual service, and he was aware of this, that offers criminals on call. They will travel to a city near you within hours. This is not about George Floyd anymore. It's not about the black community anymore. It's about paid criminals and looters. They get paid. If you go to crowdondemand.com, protestjobs.com, you know, there's an easy riot program. $99 and they give you the kit. $129 and you get the best value protest kit that you could ever get. And then they help you. They school you, they direct you, and go beat this guy up and that guy up. Anarchy. And it's time. Boomity boomity boom boom. And then you have movie stars. Lots of them. Funding. These types of things. These are bad people. These movie stars, these left-wing wackos. I mean, this Chrissy Teigen, if I'm saying that correctly, Mark Buffalo, and there's a whole list of them. They're giving money to all of these causes. Seth Rogen and Steve Carell, names that I don't know and I don't want to know because they're bad, bad folks. The prime mistake in Canada, he was talking about this the other day, and he said about America, about all the riots. And he said, you know, I can't get involved in that. My focus is, as the prime minister of the country, is Canada. I focus only on Canada. This is coming from a guy who spends most of his time globally, and he's a globalist. He gives money to every country in the world, more money than he gives Canadians. He doesn't even like Canadians. He certainly is a traitor in that he doesn't like Canadian culture. He doesn't like it as a country. He goes everywhere else, and he says, hey, aren't you a great country? And he's saying things like that, another hypocrite. Now, it had to come to this, right? In the United Kingdom, they now have a new law. Oh, it's coming. Sit down. It is now illegal for two people from different households to have sex. That would be a ding-dong, wouldn't it? I mean, somebody's cheese is off the cracker. Good bloody grief. You know, liberals, I mean, Davy Crockett had a good thing to say to liberals because he felt they all were in Congress, and he was having a tough time with them. And he looked up there, he went into the House, and he looked at all the congressmen, and he said, you guys go to hell, I'm going to Texas. That's what he said. That seemed to work for him, so I don't know what we're going to go and do. And I think on the way out, he said something like, not the exact verbiage, but he said, go rope a duck. Hey, y'all, come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.